You're not going to hoard the purple stick powder. It's in. At least part of it is. But it'll have, we'll have a whole bunch in here tomorrow. So we do have some in stock now if you want to order it. So this is the equivalent of one purple stick. This is the equivalent of one purple stick.
Yeah, I'm going to make a mess
out of
here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try that.
There's that one. And what else you got over there?
We got a bunch of, I don't know.
You got
a bunch of fit food.
Yeah, I'll try a little fit food over there.
A little bit left.
Sorry, guys. Realized my mic was away. We got the cans in.
Wait a minute. We need some purple sticks. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research and updates on purple sticks. We should have started with the intro
no
here.
Intro on
that was awful.
It's a Wednesday, man.
Yeah, you took it all off. I got to dump that in there like that now.
Yeah, there wasn't much left in there. So, you guys always like this. I fill up the cans all the time with these purple sticks.
One for and me. So there we go. And here's my magical stirrer, I guess. And I spin this in here.
My magical stirrer. Well,
yeah, I like this. Well, you know, after I spilled my shakers are great, but after they opened up on me twice on the set.
Well, you put the wrong lids on the wrong shakers.
You guys remember when that happened?
Old shaker lids.
I got covered in stuff here on the set.
My good lids don't fall off and they don't leak.
This is great.
He put some Chinese bobo lid on an old shaker.
Yeah,
it went everywhere.
It was a mess, man.
Yeah. Anyways,
here we go.
Welcome to the show. Are you going to chug it? That's all right.
I need a purple stick also.
Right. All right.
Okay, now.
I got some party. Jeez.
Okay. Years ago.
This is going to be interesting.
When I did my seminars, still do them every once in a while, I'd get up in front of a group of people and I'd have a rat in my hand. Now, it was a rubber rat. I'm not going to do like Ozzy Osbourne did and bite the head off a rat or a bat, which I think he's a little bit weird. Well, he's been wherever he went now, but he was very weird. But with the reality is I would tell everybody not to eat the high-fat luncheon meats because, you know, bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, hot dogs, and these high-fat meats, they were allowed a certain percentage of rat or rodent hair in the meat, okay? And the FDA allowed it. Well, all of a sudden, I'd do a seminar one day because I had read that 100 different places, and there was an FDA, USDA meat inspector in the doggone crowd. He sends me a letter. I mean like a handwritten letter. It says, oh, by the way, I'm with the USDA, FDA kind of thing, and we don't allow any percentage of rat hair in our meat. Now, it kind of messed up my presentation because I would drop the rat into the blender kind of thing and talk about how much rat. Because remember, rats don't get haircuts. Always remember that. They fall into the grinding vats in many cases, and they basically get put into food. And you see this all the time, and there were a lot of books written about this about 100 years ago, but hopefully they've cleaned that up. But just in case you thought I was joking about it, frozen spinach products sold at U.S. Aldi stores recalled over the contamination of rat hair. News story today. Nearly 8,000 units of the popular child-friendly spinach snack are being recalled over fears they may be contaminated with rodent hair. Dr. Prager Sensible Foods, Inc. issued a warning for 8,000 units of its 12-ounce Simply Nature Spinach Bites. The products were sold frozen, and the spinach bites are plastic-wrapped and shaped like stars or dinosaurs. So something got ground up and thrown into the doggone mix here. They're sold at Aldi's, and the recall applied to those sold in Maryland and Pennsylvania. It was first announced in mid-January. But on Monday, the FDA updated the recall to a Class 2, indicating a situation in which the use of or exposure to a VIOLATIVE product may cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences, or where the probability of serious adverse health consequences is remote. No illnesses or hospitalizations have been reported due to the rat hair. No guidance has been issued to people who have been purchasing the products, but customers are typically told to throw out the products immediately or return to the stores for full refund. Concerns that have been raised that many shoppers have had the products lurking in freezers at home. They're spinach bites, so they are definitely ground up and molded into little spinach bites. And again, any kind of product like this, if you got a large packaging house, Austin, and you haven't got proper cleanliness and you got rats running around, rats have a tendency to fall into stuff. It's pretty crazy. I remember one time we were at my mom's house, and this is when we were kids, and we had a cabinet above the bathroom, and we had this old house, and we lived next to a canal, which was filled with these giant wharf rats, big old rats. And as part of the culture here in Florida, you have to have rats. And they eat your mangoes, everything else they can get to, the fruit rats. And we opened up this cabinet door, to get the Christmas decoration out, and out flies a giant rat over our heads. Now, these things can carry rabies, too. They're bad. So we eventually got it out of the house. I won't tell you how we did it. It was pretty gruesome. But the reality is be careful with rats and bats and all those types of things, because they can really carry a lot of diseases. And if they're warning you about rat hair, you probably need to avoid that product. Austin, what do you think?
Well, there's a lot of foods you need to avoid, a lot of products you need to avoid. And so that's one of the things you got to look at on here on a regular basis, is exactly what you're trying to eat and what you're putting in your body. This one right here says GMO wheat sprayed with chemicals 166 times more toxic.
Of course it is.
This U.S. government recently approved HB4 wheat, genetically engineered to tolerate glufosinate, a highly hazardous herbicide banned in Europe due to unacceptable risk of reproduction. Completely banned, is considered to be 166 times more toxic than glyphosate.
You know, here's one of the problems I have with hotel buffets. Okay, this, you know, as far as like breakfast buffets, they'll sit there and they'll give you big loaves of bread you can cut, or they're pre-cut bread. But I promise you, they're not buying the highest quality bread you can buy, and I guarantee you it's not organic, and there's no telling whether it's contaminated with this particular product or not. So if you're going to be in the United States, they don't let this stuff, you can see it's banned in Europe. If you're going to be in the United States and you're going to eat a hotel buffet breakfast, order some real eggs cooked in real butter and tell them you're allergic to oil. And I've told you this many times, but stay away from the breads and the pastries. Now, in Europe, if you go over there and you want to try some of the pastries and breads, I mean, they've got some great pastries, you know, in Austria. They really do. And Switzerland and Germany and France has great pastries. And you can try those if you'd like them at the buffet. But be careful, because there are a lot of carbohydrates in them, and they're still not a healthy food to eat. But here in the United States, I avoid bread.
Well, the problem is the food is it's becoming continually more toxic, and it's building. It has a building effect. And this is what RFK Jr.'s talked about with the ultra-processed foods. It's not one singular ingredient that's been added, or two or three. It's a continual barrage of these toxic compounds that are constantly added in our diet and our food supply every single day. And the body, as resilient as it is, it can't get this stuff out fast enough. We've talked about with the omega-6 oils, how long they take to get out. The glyphosate, all these different compounds are being added, and people are getting sicker and sicker and sicker. That's why you got to be really cautious on who you get your products from, where you get your supplements from. I mean, that article just came out on Amazon the other
day. Two big manufacturers had their products recalled for toxicity.
Yeah.
Contamination.
Remember, Amazon doesn't test products. Amazon doesn't care about the quality of vitamin products.
They'll try to steal your information.
They'll steal your information. Yeah. But there is not one single incident I know of Amazon actually taking products and third-party assay testing them to test them as far as for heavy metals or toxins at all.
I've not seen that.
Never seen it. Now, if there is, let me know. But I don't see it happening. Because what they do is they take huge swaths of product, they dump them on the market, they undercut everybody as fast as they can and get the inventory moved as quick as they can. They're not manufacturing the product, so they're not liable for the ingredients in the product. They're a third-party seller for the most part. That's how they operate. So it's just something to be aware of.
Click over here on what happens to DNA byproducts of mRNA vaccines.
I was going to get to that in a minute. Yeah. This is interesting. What happens to DNA byproducts and RNA vaccines? Questions persist as court delays ACIP meeting. This is a brand new article that came out because the scheduled for 18th and 19th was canceled by court order, leaving critical questions about RNA vaccines.
You know, it's unbelievable how the courts get involved in the medical stuff like this. I guarantee you, somebody petitioned some judge to cancel this because they don't want the truth being told about this stuff to all of us.
Well, and here's the part that's so egregious to me on this. Why is it, think about this for a second, why is it we're still now just continually starting to find more and more side effects and problems with that COVID shot that was rolled out 6 years ago? This is the reason why products like that are designed and required to be tested from anywhere from 4 to 5 to 10 years in some cases for clinical trials.
Let's scroll up, see what it says. Pursuant to the order on March the 16th, the American Academy of Pediatrics versus Kennedy, of course it's versus Kennedy, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices meeting, previously scheduled for March the 18th, has been stayed until further notice. There you go.
Yep.
In the light of this notice, I want you to know that we should have been addressed this meeting and still demands attention. DNA contaminants and byproducts in the COVID vaccines. mRNA vaccines were deduced as a technological breakthrough. They were rapidly developed. No, they weren't. It took a long, long time. They just were put on hold and frozen. Widely deployed and presented as rigorously evaluated. No, they weren't. Well, yes, they were, but they knew they'd do. They were toxic. But years of the global use, a basic scientific question still remains unresolved. What's the biological fate of the DNA byproducts in these vaccines? It's not a speculative concern. The manufacturers acknowledge that their production process generates DNA byproducts in their publications and patents. And yet, despite this, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the manufacturers have not provided these data. The manufacturers state that they provide data to the FDA in accordance with existing guidelines. Pfizer and Moderna have been clear in their own scientific literature describing the manufacturing products. Pfizer and Moderna also acknowledge these byproducts are not expected to be completely removed during purification. Think about that.
They admit it.
Read it, scroll up a little bit more. Yep. There we go. So DNA fragments are present in all tested vaccine lots, and the fragments vary in size with some extending into the kilobase range. Sequencing reveals DNA revived from across the original DNA's template, including spiking and coding sequences and regulatory elements, as the SV promoter in the Pfizer construct. Now, I'm going to stop for one second. You guys need to listen to me here. You know, I heard a medical doctor talking about the SV40 component in the vaccines about a year ago when we released it on the show. We talked about what he said. SV40 is what they put into the polio vaccine with live virus back into the in the 60s, in which they made a whole bunch of people, especially baby boomers, drink this stuff live. And the SV40 causes a massive increase of brain tumors, Austin, brain cancer, okay, and bone cancer, breast, bone, brain cancer in people who basically have had that SV40 put into the system. Now they're telling us that the SV40 is also in the mRNA vaccine. Remember, this is an immune suppressant.
No, they came out. It says sequence reveals DNA derived from across the original DNA template, including spike encoding sequences and regulatory elements such as the SV40 promoter in the Pfizer construct.
Make sure that gets posted on the Health Master's website.
Yeah, he says, and yet, 6 years later, there is still no publicly available comprehensive data either from the FDA or from Pfizer that answers these questions.
Here's why they don't want you to know.
This is why they canceled the court hearing.
Here's why. Turbo cancers.
That's exactly right.
Causes
exactly
turbo cancers. Right. A person comes down with a cancer, 8 weeks later they're dead. Comes down with another cancer, 8 weeks later they're dead. Because their body's immune system is downregulated because of the SV40.
And because of the spike protein, it's what it does. This is one of the reasons why I told you as a spike protein survival kit, along with the D3 and the vitamin C, are such required compounds, especially if you ended up getting bamboozled and taking one of these shots. You've got to stay on that stuff, man, to get your body detoxed out.
Oh, by the way, the common medication mistake you're probably making and how people almost die from this. Doctors have revealed a deadly risk that could come from taking medications on an empty stomach. That's why we even tell you when you take your vitamins, take it with food.
Take it with food.
Okay? Really important. Earlier this week, gossip blogger, I'm not going to give you his name, announced that he had been hospitalized for 21 days due to his own stupidity. The 47-year-old said on social media that he'd never been given specific medication information after dealing with the flu. And for a week, he took the medication. He said, but he never took it with food. He basically claimed that this medication on empty stomach caused him to develop an ulcer. After dealing with such intense stomach pain, he couldn't walk. He was rushed to the hospital. The ulcer, he claims, perforated, meaning it burned a hole through his stomach wall and leaked into his abdominal cavity, allowing bacteria and toxins to enter his bloodstream, which, by the way, can cause sepsis, really mess up the immune system and attack healthy organs and tissues, and massively increase the risks of pericarditis, which is when the bacteria gets into your bloodstream and can attack your heart. Sepsis kills about 300,000 Americans every year, or one of every 90 seconds, can cause multi-organ failure and long-term complications such as amputations. Doctors speaking with the Daily Mail, who did not comment on the specific situation, explained that taking medications with a meal slows the gastric emptying, keeping the medicine in the stomach longer, so it will be more effective, and it also prevents it from burning a hole in the side of your stomach wall, Austin. Very big problem with a lot of medications.
It's a huge problem.
And people need to realize it can cause all kinds of things, including the sepsis, and cause all kinds of problems with the heart and other types of issues with the immune system.
You know, you made a comment yesterday.
Oh, I did? Okay.
Talk about 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
No,
now,
yeah. I saw your eyes light up when I said
I'm about to tie this in now, guys.
There you go.
Remember how we were saying how this is very oddly timed now, how they made sure it's almost as if Iran's a manufactured crisis, as so many things have pointed to this extremely odd behavior that the United States has exhibited at a very strange time, and everybody's acting like, well, we didn't know Iran had all these missiles. We didn't know they were going to be this defending of themselves.
Yeah, they've been preparing for 30 years.
Well, we didn't expect them to resist like this. We'd expect them to start attacking. What did you expect them to do? Sit on their hands and stare at the sky and pretend nobody was dropping bombs on them? Well, this is kind of interesting because remember what they always say, never let a good crisis go to waste. And in my opinion, if this continues to escalate, it appears that this is going to be a COVID 2.0.
I know.
Listen to this right here. This is interesting. This right here is from The Guardian, and it came out from the IEA. The IEA is basically the International Energy Agency that has member countries, including Australia, UK, US, and pretty much they almost act as the World Health Organization for the aspects of energy, okay? They just put out a gigantic article demanding 10 demands that all members need to follow. It says the world's energy watchdog has now advised governments to reduce highway speeds, encourage people to start carpooling or work from home to combat soaring oil prices. They're also saying you need to limit car access to designated zones in large cities.
Why don't we just get out of Iran?
You're going to like this one. By giving vehicles with odd-numbered plates access to different days of the week with even-numbered plates in the United States.
We've done this before.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would they possibly determine who can drive with odd and even tag numbers, and how would they enforce it? Oh, that's right. We've got flock cameras at over 6,000 different cities in the entire United States now that do real-world AI update algorithm and can determine whether or not you're supposed to be driving or you're not supposed to be driving. Funny how that system went into place, and now they're starting to say, specifically in this article, they need to use that technology to enforce so we can lower our utility and lower our fuel consumption now.
Here's what they have to do. Here's all they have to do. Chinese credit score.
There you go.
Once you drive when you're not supposed to, they drop your credit score. Then pretty soon you can't get a loan. Pretty soon you can't ride on a bus. Pretty soon you can't get gas on your credit card.
They don't even have to do that. They can do it very simplistically, just like they already have with the toll set up. Oh, you aren't allowed to drive on Wednesday, Mr. Brower. You have a $100 fine that's been assessed to your account. It's okay. You don't have to pay it right now. You just have to pay it when you get new registration, get new insurance. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, whatever. Well, you go to get your insurance. Well, Mr. Brower, you have $4,800 in unpaid violations for driving on the wrong days. What are you talking about? You can't renew your registration. Your license is now suspended. What do you mean license suspended? You got to pay this money or else your license is suspended. This is what they bring up here. This is crazy here. They said the recommendation actions that need to be put into place immediately by the IEA. They said the emergency agency said demand restraint is the emergency response measures all EA member countries are required to have ready as a contingency immediately upon this emergency. The recommendations are work from home, reduce highway speeds to at least 10 kilometers an hour to reduce fuel usage by at least, encourage public transport, limit car access to roads in large cities through number plate rotation schemes, increase car sharing, encourage efficient driving for commercial vehicles through load optimization and reduced trips, divert LPG use from transport to preserve it, avoid air travel when all possible.
AOC said that years ago.
Encourage electric cooking. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That way we can shut off and basically stove whatever they want.
Starve everybody.
Listen to this. Help industrial facilities switch from different petrochemical feedstocks to free up LPG.
And Austin, I remember in college, they would ask us to do this. We'd have to have a program. We'd have a group meeting, right? And we'd have to write a paper.
Yep.
And we'd have to suggest. Nobody ever tells you how you're supposed to pay for all this.
No.
The United States is broke.
Well, no. What they'll do is they'll do it like they're doing with everything now. They'll do it with fines. And they'll do it with fees. This is how a failing country operates.
How a republic falling.
That's what it does. Every country that completely is on the verge of collapse has to continually tax and fine their population more and more and more. It's throughout history. It's not even speculation. It's always been this way.
Always with fiat currencies.
Always. Mm-hmm. Listen to this here. They said the recommended measures provide immediate and concrete measures that can be taken on a demand side by governments, businesses immediately to shelter consumers from the impacts of the crisis.
Why don't we just get out of Iran?
Oh my gosh. Possibly. Why would we think anything different than that? But so remember though, they won't let a good crisis go to waste. Let's run the fuel up to 10 bucks a gallon. Let's tell everybody you can only drive on certain days. Let's make everybody work from home again. If this doesn't seem oddly reminiscent of COVID-19 6 years ago.
Well, that was a beta test.
You're not paying attention. So I'm hoping a lot of this stuff is just theater and they're going to get a lot of blowback. My biggest thing is if you see this online, blow the algorithms up. Make sure everybody you know is commenting negatively on this stuff. That really, I've noticed, has a big change in how certain things operate. I've seen that a lot now. You get a certain thing that gets posted, and it gets 400,000 negative comments. All of a sudden, you'll see sometimes certain things will come out. We're not going to do that. No, we're backing out of that. We're backing out of that. They use the algorithms. They use the comments. They use the public perception response in order to determine a lot of their behavior, and that's why they use it, to see how people are going to accept it, how are they not going to accept it. People sat at home and sat on their hands for a month or two or 3 months and did nothing during COVID, because remember, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve, 2 weeks to get the oil prices down. Oh, it's a month to get the oil prices down. Now, they'll be better. We've got to start rationing fuel. You need to stop driving. Oh, you can only drive on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you don't, you do other days, you're getting fined. Because flock, you know, it's here to protect you.
Unbelievable. Oh, by the way, Samuel wrote me a great email. He saw, heard us yesterday, resent it to me, because I was able to find it this time. And, you know, it's ted.brower@yahoo.com is my email address. And I will actually answer you if I get it. It didn't go into the junk folder. And then I'm checking the junk folder now. He said he had a bunch of little quippets that we said here on the show.
Yes.
He said, you said that a person can raise a kid right, but they have free will and may go against their upbringing.
Oh, yeah.
This is true, and I passed that on to other friends. Here's a side note on parental advice. He's talking about raising boys is pretty easy, and raising girls is, like, really difficult. By the way, he's right. I've learned that kids mimic their parents. If a dad and mom are responsible, kids are usually responsible. As a parent, I never let my kids sleep over at a friend's house. We've talked about it so many times and why you don't do that. He goes, I haven't eaten at McDonald's or Taco Bell in 5 years. Yeah. I stopped drinking almond milk, which is loaded with calcium carbonate. By the way, almond milk's really bad. I stopped eating Twinkies for about 6 months in 2020, and I ate a box of Twinkies weekly. My favorite dessert was a tall glass of almond milk and two Twinkies.
Oh, gosh.
I remember reading.
I'm pretty good, but
I remember reading in a Muscle magazine that Twinkies were a good snack option because of the sponge cake was mostly air. No, they're not a good snack option. And these Muscle magazines also promote all kinds of stuff with aspartame,
sucralose
in it. I stopped chewing sugarless gum. I stopped using Equal and Splenda. I stopped eating fried chick foods such as chicken wings and french fries. I stopped using statins. I stopped drinking coffee. I appreciate your information about coffee and cortisol. I haven't had a flu shot in 10 years. I drink a glass of water as soon as I wake up. I eat 3 eggs with the yolks every morning. I pay cash for small items, and I stopped using fluoride. In fact, I had my teeth cleaned last week, and the hygienist said, it says in your chart, you don't use fluoride. I froze my credit score 4 years ago, and I have 3 months of dry food set aside. Samuel, you're great. It just sounds like our house. It really does. It sounds like us. And here he has four quotes from me that he likes. Work like it's all up to you and pray like it's all up to God. A sign of intelligence is to be able to look up two sides of opposing viewpoints and understand both sides. Givers should be friends with takers. And 90% of the things that we worry about will never, ever happen. And then he mentioned on one of your podcasts, you mentioned that the Wehrmacht had Gott mit uns, which means God with us, that they were fighting communism and trying to subvert, you know, promote God. And it's true. And so he's got a bunch of other stuff I can talk about here, but I won't. But Samuel, thank you for this email. It's fantastic. I love the emails like this also, because sometimes you get the really ones like, I got to block you now. I'm not going to deal with this. This is a great. Oh, well, yeah, some of them.
Some of them are horrible. And some of them, a lot of them are great. A lot of them are like this.
Well, no, and the thing I don't get is why, you know, if you really, really dislike the show that much, because I say one thing that you don't agree with, why don't you just go listen to another podcast and just leave us alone? I mean, or no, better yet, I got the ultimate idea here. Just go ahead and start your own podcast, and send me one of your episodes, and I'll send you a nasty letter and tell you about one thing I really disliked that you said, and see how you feel. Because, quite frankly, when we have people saying things like Samuel did that are really positive, it makes us feel good. It makes us realize we're doing things and helping people. But I've learned something, Austin. You can please some of the people some of the time, but you can't please all of the people all of the
time.
Nope. It just doesn't work. What's your next
story? Absolutely not. This is a new article that came out now going into detail of hypothyroidism.
Ooh, a big deal.
It says most common thyroid disorder in the world that disrupts body function, and here are the causes. It goes under the radar. Symptoms are vague, easily dismissed, and frequently associated with stress, aging, or something else. They said feeling tired, lacking energy, persistently in a low mood. They can all be signs of hyperthyroidism or underactive thyroid. It says it affects about 5 in 100 Americans aged 12 and older. That's a big deal,
it'll make you feel really sluggish.
But we've talked about this so many times, about the certain things you can do, and this goes into detail as far as what's causing it. And one of the main things is you got to make sure you're staying away from the fluoridated water. That's a huge one. Staying away from all the toxic compounds in the water, staying away from bromine and bread. Also, too, making sure you're taking the right supplements as far as thyroid support. You have the supplement facts here that go into detail with the iodine, the selenium, the thyroid gland powder from New Zealand or Argentina bovine.
This works, by the way.
Adrenal gland, Irish moss, Give me camera four. Argentina, anterior pituitary gland, basically spleen, thymus. This is an incredibly good product that maintains overall thyroid functioning. This is one of the main reasons why we put this formula together to help out convert T4 into active T3, boost your thyroid function, support overall vitality, and make you feel significantly better. So if you're fighting some issues with hypothyroidism, you're not the only one. A lot of people have this problem. Make sure you look at supplements first before you start going in and start taking all these thyroid hormones, because they can also have a lot of side effects, including hair loss.
You got to stay away from the halogens, fluoride, bromine, chlorine. You got to avoid those because they attach themselves to the thyroid. The thyroid thinks they're iodine. You can't do that. You got to be drinking purified water. Oh, yesterday, Austin, we had a problem with audio and video in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I covered some stuff at the beginning of the show because we were trying to fill some time. And yep. I want to cover it again because it didn't go through. We lost.
Yeah, I know. Nobody heard the first, I think, 8-9 minutes of the show.
So here's what I want to talk about. It's a book by Judy Wood. You can get it free. I posted a free PDF online on our website.
That's a big book.
This is hardback copy. It's a great book. You'll love it. It's one of the best books I've ever read. Well, actually, it's the best book I've ever read on 9/11. And I mentioned the book yesterday. I posted a free PDF on our news site.
That goes into detail in the directed energy weapons, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And here's why I want to bring it up, because I talked about that book yesterday. And secondly, we were talking about the plane crash into that fire truck up there in LaGuardia. And the crazy part about all of this is the whole front of the plane was ripped off and the pilots were killed. But yet, when you watch the videos and you look at some of the pictures of 9/11, that 727 or whatever the plane was, I can't remember what size it was, that went through the trade towers. They said it went through the trade towers and through the stairwells with reinforced concrete and steel, popped out the other side with the nose cones intact. Okay, that's complete and total fabrication. Judy Wood says in this book that planes never hit the trade towers. You need to read the book and see what she says. She says it was all holographic imagery. She said that the thing was basically explosives that were parked in there, and they used a directed energy weapon, and that's why people were jumping out of the trade towers, because they were being cooked inside by microwave energy. This is a good book, and she documents it with facts and physics. She was a professor at a major university. I don't think they're letting her work there anymore, but I don't know. But she was one of the best people I've ever read. And if you look at the front of the book, look at this real quick. You see how the towers basically turned to powder and fell down? You guys remember that? How'd that happen with steel structures? How'd they go to powder? She called it molecular disassociation. But I'll let you read the book. It's going to be free. You can look it up. I've got all 500 pages there you can look at for free. Oh, by the way, here's another article. Since we're talking about airplanes and trade towers. It says, can flights get any worse? Last week when Austin and I came back from St. Louis, we had a line so long through TSA, it went outside the airport. It wrapped outside, down the sidewalk. It was that bad. That was in Orlando. And it says the lines, the prices, and anxiety, can air travel get worse?
Yes. It could get worse. They're planning on it. Now they've got ICE agents harassing and intimidating people as they go through security.
All I want to do is leave the country. No! You're going to have to lock you up and arrest you first. Then you leave the country. Unbelievable.
Well, no, but doesn't that tie into what we were just talking about here?
Well, no,
with this agency? Avoid air travel?
Well, yeah, it's like you get a traffic ticket. You're speeding. All right, you shouldn't be speeding. And the cop gives you a ticket to appear in court. Gives you a misdemeanor or whatever. He doesn't have to arrest you. He just have you appear in court.
Yeah.
But sometimes they just want to arrest you for the fun of it. Let's go ahead and arrest you. Make sure we get arrest you and put handcuffs on you in front of your children and have your car towed away and have somebody come get the kids. And we're going to have fun with this today because you were doing over the speed limit. Why don't you just give me a notice to appear? I don't want to do that because I have power. I have a little badge. And I remember a attorney friend of mine told me the other day, he goes, you know what they do? And I'm not picking on all cops. Some cops aren't like this. And some of you guys are great. But he says, sometimes they pick the worst people in the world and they give them a badge and tell them to protect us.
They're not wrong.
And I know
some great law enforcement. And I've also met some horrible law enforcement.
I know a whole bunch of law enforcement who can't stand state troopers in the state of Florida. Yeah, remember that one who pulled me out? That one day had that giant head, like a leprechaun. He comes up to the door.
Donkey Kong mode.
Oh my God! He starts screaming at me, over the speed limit. I'm like, I didn't even realize I was doing that.
You know, here's my whole thing with that. If you took these same guys and you had them apply their level of aggression and focus away from people doing 10 miles an hour of the speed limit and actually trying to find child sex predators and sex traffickers and people that were molesting children, you'd probably have a lot better chance at getting things done and not having so many kids abducted in the state of Florida.
But child predators have a tendency to shoot back.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know, it's a hard way to put it. Maybe these individuals sometimes who are child protectors are protected by the same people that are telling us that they're here to serve and protect.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
with that one.
By the way, exact running distance that ages your body. Let me say something to you about this. This is important. Everybody that I know that started running a lot when they were young, like doing marathons, now they're doing ultra marathons over 100 miles, right? And they're saying it's really affecting running.
Not triathlon. No. This is straight running.
100 miles, 108 miles.
Gosh.
And they're saying that it causes all kinds of problems with your blood flow, red corpuscles, everything.
Inflammatory response.
Well, it's the cortisol.
You can't get it down.
And the thing about it is that, you know, I know someone told you to do that. I got it, all right? I got it. They're idiots who told you to do this. You don't do this. Don't listen to people like that. It's the same thing when you're in the gym and you want to work out for 6 hours. Your body can't recover, especially if you're going heavy with a lot of reps. You can't recover. Workouts, 15, 20, 30 minutes a day. That's it. You don't have to do any more than that. And when I was at Florida State, I have to get my minor in exercise physiology. One of the things they taught us was this. 7 minutes, 3 times a week of cardiovascular working out is all your body needs. It doesn't need more than that. It causes too much stress on the body after that. In other words, if you can do cardio, do 7 minutes or 5 minutes every day if you want. But don't be getting on these treadmills for hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. You probably could do it for a little while, but sooner or later, your joints, your hips, your ankles, your knees, everything are going to be affected by this. Your body doesn't need that much wear and tear. Why do you want to put 200,000 miles on a set of tires? So we can't do that. That's the point, isn't it? You can't do that. They wear out. So don't do the same thing to your body and to your hips. I've had so many people, Austin, who ran all the time when they were young, had to have hip replacement surgery.
Yep.
And I have a lot. And now one thing, let me warn you guys about working out. Because when we were younger, we used to do a lot of behind-the-neck presses. Don't do those.
Oh, they get you pumped, though.
But I love them. I used to go from front to back. The problem with them, boy, they will wear out the doggone shoulders, and they will give you a problem as far as you tear a rotator cuff.
They really are rough on the rotator cuff.
Just don't do it. And when you do pull-downs, pull it down to your chin. Don't pull it down to your chest when you're doing lats. Be real careful with your shoulders. Let me tell you something. Your shoulders have to hang around for a bit. They're here, you know, while you're live. And you don't want to get shoulder replacement surgery. Everybody that I've ever known who's had that have had issues with it, including range of motion, et cetera, et cetera. So be careful with your body and don't overtrain. Really, really important. What's your next story, my friend?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things you need to make sure you're doing. A, and this is my personal opinion. This has helped me. I've had some injuries, but I try to stay away from them. A, make sure, too, if you're going to be exercising pretty hard, warm up thoroughly. Mm-hmm. Stretch certain joints and ligaments out and let them warm up into something, especially in cold weather. Down here in Florida, it's pretty much a perpetual sauna. So when you walk into the gym, you're pretty much already good and sweated up and hot, ready to work out. Wintertime, we get about 4 days out of the year. It's kind of cold. You need to do a little bit more. But if you're up north, you really got to warm up properly because that activates the joints and the muscles. Same thing with rotator cuff exercises. Mm-hmm. As far as warming that rotator cuff up before you start doing heavy presses.
What was that one big bodybuilder's name?
Dorian Yates.
Yeah, he said, y'all may warm those things up.
It's the dumbbell one. Yeah, you basically do the dumbbell, 5-pound dumbbell, and you do it across.
Yep, so no, you
20-30 reps. That's all you need. Lightweight, 5 pounds. What it does, it gets all that fluid in the joint and it pushes it down in the shoulder so it's ready to go. Because remember, the shoulder, if you're not exercising at a certain time, you're walking around, the synovial fluid and the joints aren't warmed up in there. And so what you got to do is you got to get fluid in that joint before you start training heavy. Also, too, increase intentionally gradually. I've known so many guys over the years, and I had a buddy of mine not so long ago in Orlando, great friend, ended up messing up his tricep recently now, and he's rehabbing it. And every time I'd go, I've worked out with him a couple times. We have some tense workouts. He'd get in the gym, and he's like, let's do inclines. He'd try slap 225 on there. And I'm like, No, I do 225. It ain't going to be the first set I do. I'm like, I let all my joints, all my muscles, all my tendons warm up for 2 or 3 warm-up sets and then start going up and then go to failure 1 or 2 sets, and I'm done with that. I said, you got to get the intensity gradual up and get through some warm-up exercises. And another thing, too, is good to make sure you're staying – you cool down as well, and you stretch when you get done. That helps for a minute. And make sure you're staying adequately hydrated. Hydration is key. If you go in the gym and you're unbelievably dehydrated and you start trying to train really, really heavy, A, you're going to start getting fatigued really quick. B, you're going to get muscle spasms.
You're going to cramp. Yeah.
You're going to cramp. You're not going to feel good. And three, you're not going to recover properly. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're getting proper fluids and magnesium and nutrients in your body. And another thing, too, here's what it says right here. Foods that sabotage joint health. High processed salt diets. Excessive salt intake increases calcium loss through urine, elevating the risk of osteoporosis, but also, too, reducing the amount of nutrients in your body because salt basically is competing for it. You've got to have proper amounts of salt, like the Redmond salt, but don't be eating a bunch of McDonald's French fries with loaded up white processed salt on it. Most of the time, that stuff's toxic for you. High sugar diets. Sugar contributes to the accumulation of advanced glycation and products in the body that age joint cells. Sugar ages joints. Period. There is no question about it. It's not for debate. It says replacing refined sugars with small amounts of honey can reduce joint damage. Also, high-fat foods like fried chicken increases inflammatory responses. A lot of it's because of omega-6s. And
I'm laughing. I've got a funny story.
All right.
It's an ego check. I'm going to give you an ego check. Like, I'm training for Mr. Tallahassee, and I'm in the gym. I mean, I'm nailing. I got 2.25 on squats, which, by the way, you shouldn't do that squats heavy like that. You should do leg press. I don't know any better. And I'm in there working out. I'm doing high reps, you know, with 2.25. And I remember there was a former football player at Florida State. His name was Phil. I always remember him because he had a dog named Caesar. It was a German Shepherd, long-haired German Shepherd. He used to bring it in the gym. I loved German Shepherds. I had one at that time. And bring it in the gym, I'd always pet it.
Pretty good behaved dog.
Oh, my gosh.
He was, sit right there.
No, he was. I mean, he wouldn't move, wouldn't cry, wouldn't do anything. He said, Phil, say, sit. That was it. Caesar, sit.
Nice.
Just look at him and watch him. So I'm in there. I'm doing squats. I'm soaking wet with sweat. I'm doing reps, and I'm at 2.25. I'm thinking I'm really doing something right. Phil walks up to me, former football player, for sure. He goes, can I work in with you? I thought, yeah, go ahead. You know. And so he walks up to this bar. I'm thinking he's going to do squats with me. Grabs underneath and gets his chest on the shoulder. Does 15 behind the neck presses.
Right out the gate.
With 2.25, ice cold. I felt so little.
Yeah.
I felt like I was tiny. And I thought to myself, kind of wish he hadn't done that.
Genetics, baby.
Oh, my gosh. No, I couldn't believe how strong that guy was.
Sometimes you get around some of those ball players.
He was a lineman.
Yeah.
You know, but that was with some. Just thought I'd mention a little ego.
Those are the guys that they start repping 405 on flat bench, and then they get done, and they're like, oh, man. That was a good warm-up.
I remember one time we had a guy named Arnie. He passed away a few years ago. And if I put my elbow up over my head like this, my elbow breaks way up here. Okay? He put his elbow up here, so your elbow breaks.
Oh, yeah, the short
bone. And one of the things they do when they're training you for Olympic competition, they see where your elbow breaks.
Yeah.
And if your elbow breaks down real, in other words, your
it's
elbow
leverage.
Is leverage. And I remember he had an elbow would break at his ear.
Yeah.
And he'd get in there in the gym, and he'd warm up with 250. By the time it was over with, he's at close to 500 reps. I remember one day he was in
the throw shorter.
No, he goes, kink, he's a rep. And I'll never forget one time he was in there and had two spotters. He said, I think he had 325 on the bar.
Yeah.
They weren't paying attention. He was holding the bar like this because it was so light for him.
Yeah.
And it rolled back with his mouth.
Woo!
Tore his whole face open.
Save his teeth?
He went between his teeth.
Oh, but man.
He had like a 24-inch neck. That saved his life. But I remember how strong he was. So I don't care how big you are. You can wait until Ronnie Coleman walks in or used to walk in.
Yeah.
You won't feel big anymore.
Well, that's the thing, too. Certain people, as far as with the joint, I've always thought a long time ago, when you got these big, you know, like linky arms, you're around, 70-plus inch wingspan, you're doing stuff like, gosh, this bench is deep. Yeah. You got the guys that should just pumping it out.
Oh, Paul Craig Roberts is on our bandwagon.
What bandwagon?
He's not mentioning us by name, but he should. About development in the state of Florida. Listen to this. Wakulla County, Florida, 70% national forest, population of 35,000, has been targeted by an outside national home builder, D.R. Horton.
D.R. Horton, the scourge of Florida.
And the next community.
Scourge of Florida.
Next community for the company to destroy, the next county. The county council, like all county councils, believes in progress, not preservation. Land is cheap, and the county council has no impact fee. So desperate are the local businesses for growth, they will displace them with national stores and franchises because the growth will bring that. The Wakulla County Commission subsidizes Horton's profits by having no impact fee, instead assigning the cost of development or appropriate destruction to the taxpayers. Horton doesn't pay for the new schools, the teachers, the expanded road system, water, or sewage. The county commission shifts the cost to taxpayers. This is the price of growth, they say, the price of destroying local businesses and replacing it with big box stores and national franchises, and the traffic injection, it's congestion, the increased stress levels and use of all time. You know, this is exactly what we've seen here. So we have to ask ourselves a question. Now, I'm going to do this, and this is just going to be rhetorical. It's rhetorical. Who owns D.R. Horton? Who owns them? Top stakeholders. Number two, Vanguard. Three, BlackRock. Four, State Street.
My veins are about to start coming out.
Yeah, I know.
You made me really mad again.
No, it's here, too.
I try not to go over this topic. We fought it for 2.5 years, and our city commissioners, compromised city commissioners, that have completely and totally ruined a beautiful town in Florida, and they're doing it to everywhere now.
I was driving over by the lake where the Civic Center is now, which is only a 2-lane road with a massive Civic Center, and the other day, and it was blocked for almost a full mile.
Yeah. All the way to that red light?
No, to the stop sign.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, they're going towards our office. I mean, blocked a whole mile. Stop.
Yeah.
And I went through the back roads and through the neighborhood because I knew the back way, and I thought, this is ridiculous. I cannot believe this. And then we had PK Avenue, which is a big 4-lane, which we could handle the traffic on. They decided to turn it into a 2-lane because of the development was causing flooding. No, Auburndale used to have 5,000 people. It was like living in the Truman Show. It was absolutely amazing. And now it's just a big traffic jam, and it's sad.
Well, no, and here's the part that I got in such a fight with them, and for some odd reason, you know this. You know your city council's compromised when they deflect everything on the taxpayer instead of the builders. That's when you know they're compromised, because they're sitting there catering to a builder who's going to make millions of dollars off a project while forcing the local municipality tax holder to pay for the project. That's when you know they're compromised, because the only reason they would do that is because they're getting kickbacks from the builder, which I have personally seen done before and had.
Oh, man, my favorite.
I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Favorite. My favorite. No, we're sitting in this meeting, right? And this police officer standing right behind me in Austin. Behind us. And he whispers in my ear, "We're here for you."
Remember that? Mr. Brower.
Mr. Brower. Yeah, we're here for you. And we're like, "Why are you here for us? What if we have any problems?" I'm like, What and that's the last meeting I went to. I said, you know what,
I'm not getting a firearm in the car, man. I'm not a problem here. It's funny when the citizens that pay the taxes voice their opinions about the compromised city commissioners getting kickbacks from developers so they can put in millions of dollars of houses while everybody else gets the short of the stick.
I think it's the veins coming out on your neck is why they call the cops. I think they were
a lot bigger back then, too. So I was training really heavy.
You were actually a little frightening back then. It was kind of scary. Oh, by the way, the U.S. is being driven out of the Middle East. Iran is demolishing Israel. Hegseth, he's saying, is a war criminal, and they're asking if Benjamin Netanyahu is dead.
There's a lot of stuff. This theater,
is
guys.
This is Charles. This is Chuck Baldwin. He's talking again. He did a good job on this article, and it said it only took Donald Trump 1 year to show the world the depth of malignant narcissism and total servitude to Benjamin Netanyahu and unfitness for office.
No joke.
This is not about whether people are justified in supporting Trump over Kamala Harris in the presidential elections in November 2024 after any candidate is elected president, the election is over and the government begins. The problem with both Republicans and Democrats is that because they voted for the respective candidates, they feel some kind of holy compulsion to support that candidate, then president, for the next 4 years, regardless of how unconstitutional, illegal, or immoral his actions and policies are. You know, it's just unreal to me. I'm going to let you guys read this because I don't want to go into detail with it, but it's a great article, another great article. And the sad part about it is that, you know, we just kind of sit back and say, oh, it's got to be okay because Trump did it, because you voted for him.
Yeah.
Now, remember, I told you last time I wasn't voting for Trump. I did not vote for Kamala. I wrote in Mancow. I probably shouldn't tell her by that. And you say, well, you voted for Mancow wasn't going to win. This is a protest vote, right? I should have written in Austin.
Yeah,
should have written myself.
I could have done a better job than this crap.
Yeah, but no. But I told you the last time, I'm not doing it again. I said I voted for the lesser of two evils in 2016, and I will never do it again in a national election. I won't do it. I am not going to allow myself to be manipulated, Austin, by the powers that be that control both sides of the narrative. Because it was Mancow who told me you can go as big as you want, but you got to be partisan. You got to be Republican. You got to be a Democrat. But you start going down the middle like we do on this show, we start talking both sides. Can't do it. They won't allow you to get big. That's why they censor us constantly and, you know, keep you from finding us back on the internet. We get these emails all the time. Can't find your show. Well, that's why we're still on Global Star. You can find it there anytime, or the
Broershow.com. Just go directly to it, because Gab and Spotify and all those were on them, but I have heard that too sometimes.
Not here all
the time.
All,
or like we're at the bottom.
It won't download.
Yeah, it won't download. It just freezes up. Mm-hmm. Broershow.com is on a completely independent server. That doesn't go away. Broershow.com is there to stay. They can't.
Now, they can stop the algorithm pointing to it.
Yeah.
But you just type it in.
Here's all you got to do. Save it in your favorites tabs.
There you go.
That's all you got to do. Save it in your favorites tabs and you're done. There's another article here. Essentials of vitamin C. So this is on sale today for the last day of the week, product of the week. It says vitamin C got a lot of love from nutritionists. Listen, PubMed has 70,000 plus studies on this essential vitamin, looking at everything from its effects on sepsis, how it affects nanoparticle additives in food. Vitamin C is the world's best natural antibiotic, antiviral, antitoxin, and antihistamine. Pretty cool stuff here. So just because vitamin C is well regarded doesn't mean it's simply a matter of taking more. Then make sure you're taking high quality vitamin C, and the best way I recommend doing is taking it in small doses throughout the day. That keeps your blood levels elevated with vitamin C, keeps the response doing what it needs to do, and that way you don't have any bowel and basically irritation from it from taking too much. Like I said, take 500 to 1,000 milligrams multiple times a day. Best way to take it. That's why we have the capsules, which are 600, which you can take, or you can take the powder, which is like 2,200 per scoop. You can cut scoop in the size you want. Make sure you're taking on a regular basis that vitamin C. Because I'll tell you, sometimes I miss it or I'm out of it at the house, and I'll notice after a couple days not taking it, I don't feel as top tier as I normally do. The problem is when you start operating at a very high level all the time, you get used to that. And so if you're not running your stuff, you actually feel, I guess you say, normal. No, nobody likes normal. I don't like normal. I like everything to be as strong, as fast, and as efficient as possible all the time. So again, stay updated on your vitamin C. And you guys voted. I haven't even updated this yet. Let's see what's on here. Which one? Give me camera 4 or center camera, please. Purple stick packets or Berberine? They're tied.
Told you.
Purple they're tied.
It's a rum. Purple sticks always win.
They're tied.
I know.
So, that's guys up to you. I can't change it until it's a tiebreaker this afternoon, usually about 3 or 4 o'clock. So you guys are watching live. You want Berberine to go on a big sale, or you want the purple stick packets going to go? The problem is, this just showed up.
I know.
I brought it. I should have held off till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to go, I want a can. Because the cans are up on the website, if you guys have seen them up there. Where did I go here with it? They're up. It says pre-order at the top. That'll be up there. I got to update that later. But they're obviously, they're here.
You said yes, and you show it to them when they came.
I showed them when it comes up. I told you I'm not going to fake y'all. I said they were pre-order. Now they're here. Now they're ready to rock and roll. So now everybody's in a quandary. Do I want the purple stick packets on the sale, or do I want Berberine on sale? They're both really good items. Two completely different.
What we need to do one day is put the purple stick packets and the purple sticks themselves, the powder, on sale or on the list.
On a vote, yeah. I can do that, but not just yet.
By the way, you know, let's talk about cruise missiles for a second. Let's talk. No.
What?
Beep.
That was a segue, bro.
No, I want to talk about what happened in Dresden. Okay? They came in with concussion bombs, blew the roofs off the buildings. An hour later, they hit them with incendiaries, and they burned the town down, killed up to 500,000 people, depending on who you read. And then they targeted them with the P-51s came in and just targeted them with 50 caliber strife, you know, airplane bullets, machine guns. And then we're talking about the hospital now that they bombed over there in Iran. The hospital basically had been struck. Smoke was coming out, meaning you could achieve the result. But the warhead that hit it had a dual capacity. It penetrates and blows up inside. So if you have a hole in the roof, you've got smoke coming out. That means you've achieved significant damage inside. Then you have the third facility that had been struck, partially collapsed. But then they decided a very important thing. They're going to hit the hospital again. Now, what happened was the first missile hit the hospital in the school. The majority of the students survived. There were some that killed in the initial strike. The teachers took the survivors and moved them to a prayer hall, which is part of the facility. This is the school. They called the parents. Most of them lived locally. The parents began to pick their kids up. Then the second cruise missile came down with a thermobaric explosion inside of the school. This is what happened. Listen to the parents describe the condition of their children's bodies burned to a crisp. There was nothing left. This is a deliberate action by American planners. We know how many cruise missiles were struck. Each cruise missile had a target put into it. We know that there was a restrike. We know this with any doubt. Hit the school multiple times and the hospital multiple times. You know, the sad part about it is who's picking these targets? Is it the artificial intelligence again? We don't allow artificial intelligence, they say, to pick these targets, which I don't believe, assign grids to them, and just strike them out of the wind, but Israel does. But that's what we did because we eliminated the requirement to adhere to the law of war. Peak sex did this. So we're doing basically hospitals and schools and just killing civilians over in Iran. But you, who believe in the Schofield reference Bible and the rapture, which you guys shouldn't if you're listening to this show, you're thinking this is all okay now. It's not okay. Never okay to kill women and children like this. What do you think, Oz?
Lavender, the AI machine directed Israel's bombing spree in Gaza. This is the beta test that they use their drones.
You are the only person that basically I have ever heard report on this, period.
No, it's covered. Hardly anybody talks about it. I went into detail with it with the report that came out. It was back in April 2024, and this goes into detail how Lavender was the AI beta test program that Israel rolled out for their bombing spree in Gaza. You got to understand, it's impossible to level that many buildings in that big of a city with just mortar strikes. I mean, these are full-blown 4, 5, 6, 7-story concrete structures. They don't just collapse because they get hit with a couple mortars. They had to do full-blown UAV, aerial target interdiction, and go in and just start lining up buildings and hitting them with huge cruise missiles every single day, all day, for 2 years to do the level of destruction they did over in Gaza. And then you have basically the Lavender program was the directed strike system. It figured out how many civilian casualties were going to be with a strike. If it was less than 100 civilian casualties, then it was clear to go. It just let it. They said, there's a Hamas individual in a building. Well, there's 98 kids as well. It's in a school. Lavender deemed it so. It was one of the parameters of the algorithm. So it would launch a massive barrage, drop the entire school, kill all the children and the Hamas leader, allegedly. And it was green-lighted from Israel. They talk about it here in this article in detail. They don't even try to say, whoopsie. They go, no, this is what we do. This is the AI program. It's how we operate. So since you want to bring that up, I was going to cover it very quickly.
Well, yeah. Now you got to realize, too, that Benjamin Netanyahu's brother has been confirmed dead. As he and the Mossad chief David Beran were meeting together when the Iranian missile destroyed the Mossad headquarters. And now they're saying that Benjamin Netanyahu is dead.
With Iran, there's so much disinformation that's coming out now.
Well, no, it's because AI does this.
Right. So how do we know that Iran's not throwing theater and Israel's throwing theater to basically throw each other off with psychological warfare? Oh, you guys hit a strike. They're all dead now.
I wonder how long it takes to build a clone of Benjamin Netanyahu in a pod.
Or how many they already have on deck.
I mean, are we talking here about, invasion of the body snatchers? I mean, we got some serious technology out
there. Yeah.
Remember when people were dropping dead, some of these famous people during COVID, also they're popping up again 3 months later? And you're like, oh, where are they coming from? And
we were cloning sheep 30 years ago.
Who in the world thinks Madonna's still Madonna? That girl doesn't look like the same person anymore. It's some weird stuff going on, guys. And not that I like Madonna, because I don't.
No, I feel like they get in this realm where they start doing all this weird, I don't know if it's cloning, whether it's facelifts, I don't know what they get. The older they're getting now, nobody's aging even properly. Like back in the day, maybe somebody have a little bit of something, or they get a Botox, like whatever. Now it's like it's the trend to look as weird and gruesome as you can by like 60
and ladies,
thank you for not doing that, by the way. Thank you for not getting any of that stuff done. You're aging really well.
I don't age at all.
You're just flat.
I take so much vitamin C, my body not going to let you
that
age.
That collagen's thick, boy.
But ladies, listen to me for a second. This is important. And guys, listen to me, too, because you guys do it, too. A lot of these TV evangelists, because they're dudes, they have to get a facelift because they have to have great facial hair because they look so twisted and distorted.
Well, that's the issue, too. Everything starts getting...
Now, listen to me. I'm going to give you some personal advice here. If you want to get a facelift, do it when you're 40. I've talked to surgeons, top surgeons, about this because your skin has so much elasticity in it, you look okay. You can't really tell. You'll roll it back pretty fast if you have the money to do it. Actually, it's a waste of money, but you will look a lot younger.
It's really a waste. Just take collagen and vitamin C.
No, that's right.
But I know there's some people that want to do it.
Okay. And if you want to get a second facelift, do it at 50, and that's it. Don't do the third facelift if you're a lady or a guy or anybody. And I don't recommend it at all. But the reality is that if you do it, you're going to look weird after about the third facelift.
Well, you've got so many friends now who've started doing that.
Like, I've got a TV friend.
Three, four, five facelifts.
Look at Joyce, what's her name? Joyce Myers? Yeah, I think it's her. She's had so much work done, she doesn't look the same person anymore. And you say, well, you shouldn't say that about her. How about I just did? And so a lot of these TV evangelists are looking all, and I've asked one of them one time, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And he says, well, you have to maintain youth to be relevant. That's a lie. No, you have to. Don't get me wrong. You have to take care of yourself.
Well, no, you don't want to be 40 years old and you're slumped over, looking like you're 90 because you age so bad. But that's fact.
But they go on these hormone replacement therapies in their 40s and they completely mess up their testicular function. Let me say that. And they put their wives, when they go into menopause, on testosterone, and their wives turn into a nightmare. And I'm going to say something so you guys can really get mad at me today. This is going to really make
it. Hey, guys, send him emails on this one. I don't know what I was about to say, but send him emails.
No. Every single woman that I know that's a TV evangelist who has a name recognition on radio or TV, every single one, I know a bunch of them, they get ensued with power. They treat their husbands like crap, and they become uncoachable and unteachable. I've seen it. Every single one. Now, you say, well, I know some that aren't like that. Great. I don't know any like that, that have a national presence. I know. I can give you names and lists right now. I mean, a dozen of them that I know that went nuts on us. After that. And the same thing is true with guys. No, listen to this. Remember what Jim Rohn said. He said, be careful of what you become in pursuit of what you want.
That's a fact.
And when these women get to the point where they want to have the power, the recognition, and all this other stuff, and it happens with some of the men, too.
So some of these guys get out of control.
No, they do.
Some of these TV evangelists go nuts.
Well, you can't say a thing to them. And then what a lot of them do, I hate to say it, they start having all these weird fantasies and weird things they start doing that is completely contrary to God's word. Be careful with this. Support people that you know locally who will come to your house and pray with you. Leave these guys alone with their 4 or 5 facelifts and their behavioral patterns that are unbelievably egregious and all their injections of Botox every 30 days and their fillers and all the other. I have a friend of mine. Okay, he's in his 50s. He looks like he's turning. He looks like he's like a Frankenstein. He doesn't look like the same person anymore. He looks awful. His face is like lost all expression. It's like Kenny Rogers, The Gambler. Remember The Gambler, the song The Gambler? Kenny Rogers said, and he looked at me, his face lost all expression, he said. And he starts giving him advice. That's how they look. They got so much Botox shot up into them. They have no wrinkles. They can't smile. They have this funny look when they try to smile.
There was that one movie. It was a joke on that. The guy got all that Botox done, and he's trying to drink water. He goes, "Oh, you look good." He's like,
"This is water."
He can't even talk.
And Botox is botulism toxins. I don't recommend it at all. It's unbelievably poisonous. I mean, just do microneedling if you're going to do all that kind of stuff. Avoid following this thing like Austin talked about, where everybody thinks they've got to look like they're 18 years old.
The problem is you don't look like you're 18 years old. You end up looking like a twisted freak.
They got this one guy in China now. He says he's 60. Yeah. And he's lying like a dog from the pit. He ain't 60. He's probably 25 or 30. I'm 60. There was another guy. I won't mention his name. He wrote a lot of books back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And he claimed to be like in his like 85, 90. He was like 70.
Yeah.
But he's like always 20 years older than he really was. Look at me. I'm 90. No, he wasn't. He's lying. And then when he died, they did this whole thing on the background. He was like 20 years younger than he said he was.
I got a cool article, though. This is kind of cool for a second. I'm curious about it. Val Kilmer, he's going to appear posthumously through an AI in film. He was actually scheduled to be in this film. Rest in peace. He passed away from throat cancer. They're actually going to put him in the film with AI. Lest you think we don't have the technology to start doing this stuff now. It's going to Hollywood.
You won't be able to tell the difference.
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was kind of cool. Something different. But lest you see these guys like Netanyahu on TV talking.
I liked him as Batman, though it flopped. I liked him in Top Gun, the first one and the last one.
He did a good job of the second one.
Yeah, I do. I did. I liked him in The Saint. After that, there wasn't really what
but I, he did some cool stuff, but that's pretty wild, man. They're bringing people basically back from the dead in AI.
Well, you know why. They don't have to pay them as much as they normally would.
Oh, okay. It's just the family's just
remember, the boys that breathe free air and they control Hollywood, they don't want real actors. They're too moody. Marilyn Monroe may or may not show up on her set back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Depending on what she wanted to do. They don't want that.
That's the way it was. All right, guys. I need your help. Need your help. I don't ask for much on here. I don't ask for much. Give me camera 3, please. I need y'all to vote on Berberine or Purple Sticks. I got to have a tiebreaker. I got to get this cleared up and fixed today by 3 or 4 o'clock. I got a product of the week up, and I can't do it with a 28%.
I know what they want. They want you to put both of them on sale.
I can't do that.
We can't do that.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I could. I can, but I won't. Because the problem is if I do it, then everybody's going to want it next week.
Sets a precedent.
Well, exactly. Everybody's going to want it next week. Then everybody's going to put 3 on sale. You pick one, you got one. Let me know which one it is. You guys need anything, healthmasters.com. The vitamin C formula, which is on sale for the rest of the day. So you guys vote for the Berberine or Purple Sticks. And they're back. They're in my hand. I took one this morning. I don't know what he chugged, like 2 of them over there.
I took one.
Right.
But I had a couple more earlier.
Double scoop. So you guys have a fantastic, blessed, safe evening as always. And we're here for you if you need us, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow as always.
And you keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus Facts. All the days of your life. The author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And he did everything he could for you too, including dying on the cross until he decided he didn't want to be dead anymore and resurrected himself. And so always remember that we can do all things through Christ. Guys, I love you. Thanks for your support. And thank you for your prayers. We'll talk to you tomorrow.